It's the Morning X this week, powered by Expert Electronics.
104.9 Morning X is Kev. Matt Hall's in the room. What's up, Matt?
Hey, good morning. Happy March 1st to you.
Yeah, sir. We're finally out of the gross month of February.
It's still cold, though.
We made it. Yeah, today's going to be the coldest day of the week, though. It's going to get into the 40s starting tomorrow.
Like, fantastic.
For the rest of the week, we could see up to 50 at one point.
Well, don't you tease me, sir.
I'm not teasing. My iPhone just said. That's all.
Yeah, well, I don't trust Bill Gates, so. Or no, who's the other? It's the other guy. I don't know. Anymore.
Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, whatever his name is.
I don't know who makes anything anymore.
Yeah, right. Hey, listen, my wife and I were talking over the weekend, and we were talking about what bands we've seen that just stunk live.
Well, we've both seen a lot of bands.
Yeah. I've seen more concerts in the past 4 years than I saw my entire life, because this job makes me go to them.
Yes.
And, you know, I've seen a lot of bands, and it was hard for me to come up with one, but then I remembered.
Back
in 2002, Chicago, Illinois, at the Allstate Arena, Local H opens the show.
I love Local H.
They were great. They had to play for an extra 45 minutes or so because a certain lead singer of the headlining band that night wasn't ready because he was too wasted. That band was Creed, and the singer was Scott Stapp. Holy crap.
You were at that infamous show?
I was at the famous Creed show that probably began the initial breakup of that band.
People say that you couldn't understand what he was saying. He was like just up there kind of mumbling through his songs.
Yeah, he was mumbling. He was sweating profusely, which you do sweat when you play, but this was more than usual.
He was wasted.
I was pretty close, so I could see a lot more than somebody maybe way in the back, like, who just was like, what is going on? But he was forgetting words to the songs. He was mumbling, slurring, falling down on his back, and then trying to get up like karate style where you push yourself up and failing. At one point, he sat down on the drum riser and was just like face down on the stage going, and he said into the mic, "I know you're not feeling me, but I'm feeling you, Chicago." It was so bad.
We're like, boo!
Yeah, and you know what? That year I had seen Creed two other times, and they were awesome.
Huh.
So I know that that's not what they do and what they did at the time, but it was really like, holy crap, they're human beings. Because for me, they were larger than life at that point. They were the biggest band in the world.
Yeah.
But it was a big wake-up call. He almost set a towel on fire, too, by throwing it on the lights that were on the drummer.
After that, I believe they broke up, right?
Well, they had one more show that year, and they didn't play another show again until, 2009.
Yeah.
Yeah, bad. Bad. What about you? See any bad ones?
This is gonna make people mad. Five Finger Death Punch came to Peoria. And, you know, it was in the midst of one of their breakups or about to break up, or like the band doesn't, they don't, spoiler alert, they don't like each other in the band. The lead singer and they don't even like travel together. They just show up separately and go out there and do the show.
They seem like the type of band that would just always be getting in fist fights.
They look angry, and he goes out there, and it was just like, he was just like, he didn't care. And I don't know, people seem to like it, but I thought it was not as good of a performance as that guy could have put on, probably.
Yeah, and you know, every band has up and down shows, you know, but if it's so bad that you remember it,
yeah,
it must have been bad.
Yeah, there was no energy, you know. It didn't seem like they really wanted to be there.
On our Facebook page at The X Rockford, we put this question out to you. Deanna says, Everclear, you couldn't pay me $1 million to see them again. Hell, I was embarrassed for them. It was so bad. He couldn't sing for S word and forgot the words to multiple songs.
I've heard that too. I heard Everclear on their last little tour there. They stink now. They don't sound anything close.
And it's hard to be like, because they're a 3-piece band, you know, and it's hard to sound full and good when you're a 3-piece. But at the same time, you know, I've never seen them, but my friends growing up loved them, loved going to see them.
They were great. They were, I guess.
Yeah. Adam says there's a couple. Smashing Pumpkins was a huge disappointment. You ever see them?
I don't know. I don't like Billy Corgan.
This is surprising to me because I've heard nothing but good things about this band's live show. Saw Green Day at Wrigley, and they talked for 3/4 of their show about politics.
Preachy! Preachy!
That's what I'm saying. It's like, you know what? Get your politics out of the way. Play songs, you know? Same thing with Pearl Jam when I saw them at Wrigley. Well, we have to fight them. You know what? Just play Better Man, all right? Shut up. I paid money to be here.
Yeah, I went to First Midwest Bank Amphitheater in Tinley Park to see the Counting Crows. And that guy talked for 45 minutes. I promise you, if it wasn't 45 minutes, I'll sell my soul to the devil. Because In the middle of a song, he talked for 45 minutes.
Was it about the environment?
No, it was just about whatever. He's telling some story. We're like, who cares? Play Mr. Jones.
Right.
Yeah.
Eddie Vedder was like, we got to save the lakes and the rivers and the trees. And it's like, hey, man, okay. I came here to hear Elderly Woman, yes. And that's what you shall play.
Stacy says, saw Def Leppard a few years ago at Wrigley, and they sucked.
Aww.
Left after four or five songs. The openers were awesome.
That's too bad.
Didn't say who the openers were. I would imagine you'd remember their names if they were so good.
80s bands, probably.
Yeah. Rat. Karina says, I think it's Karina, says, Motley Crue, final tour. Vince absolutely ruined the show, which doesn't surprise me because I have audio of that's pretty much proof of that.
He
sounds out of breath. He sounds like he's a hee-haw, hee, wanna hee-nay-haw.
I heard people who went to his show in Moline, and they say he looked like he could barely squeeze into those leather pants he was wearing, and he looked like he was going to die on stage.
At some point, you need to wear looser pants, right?
It's like, give it up, man. You're in your 50s now. Leather pants aren't for you.
You're not a 29 waist anymore. Sorry, sir.
No.
Doesn't work that way.
They lived a hard rocking lifestyle back in their heyday, and now it's catching up to them.
Puddle of Mud, says Ben. He was so drunk, forgot the lyrics. Yep. It seems to be a common theme here.
I've heard that band. He has problems, that guy.
Yeah, he does. We had him at the Apollo a few years ago when he got clean.
Oh, really?
And it wasn't great, but, you know, he was trying. You could see he was trying. But if you got one, you can always text it to me, text Kev, and your response to 59457. We're looking for bands who just stunk live. You were excited, and then you saw him, and you were like, oh, God damn it.
I can't believe I paid money for this.
You can text it to me. Text Kevin your response to 59457. You can participate also on our Facebook page at The X Rockford or use the X voicemail 815-575-XVM1. It's the Morning X.
The one and the only
104.9.
Take a listen.
The Morning X.
104.9, The Morning X. It's Kev. We are talking about bands you saw live that absolutely stunk. Got a message here on the X voicemail line, 815-575-XVM1. If you want to leave a voicemail, that's 815-575-9861.
Hey, Kevin, it's Tommy. I knew you were talking about bands that you saw that stunk, live bands. Well, I just wanted to talk about Phantom Planet. I saw Phantom Planet. They were actually opening for Incubus. And I don't know if you remember the band Phantom Planet. They were awful, but
I wonder what band he's talking about.
More or less, I just wanted to talk about the fact that I saw Phantom Planet live before Incubus. It was terrible. Have a good day. Phantom Planet.
I love how he threw it in one more time there at the end.
Phantom Planet.
Well, the good news is that guy's done, Colin, right?
Hey, Kevin, it's Tommy again. I was talking about Phantom Planet earlier. I forgot to tell you the song they sing. They sing, California, California, here we come.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, that's Phantom Planet.
Oh, yeah.
But I tell you, I saw Phantom Planet.
He's very amused with himself. If you saw a band that absolutely stunk, please continue to share them with me. Text me one. Text Kev and your band to 59457 or participate on our Facebook page at The X Rockford or do like Tommy did, definitely stoned. 815-575-XVM1. You can leave a message 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the X voicemail line. 104.9 The Morning X is Kev. We've been talking about bands you saw live that stunk. Just stunk it up on stage. You can text your response, text Kev, and whatever you want to say to 59457 from the 779 Buck Cherry. Dear God, it was awful. I never saw them, man, so I'm going to have to take your word on that. Another one from the 815 said Motley Crue last time at the BMO. Vince Neil was lip-syncing everything. Well, as he probably should because he can't actually do it anymore. So, you know, if he's lip-syncing, I think that might be the right way to go for Vince, unfortunately. But I got a call on the X voicemail line, has a story for us.
Do I leave my message now?
Yep.
Okay, so I went and saw the band City Sleeps. They're opening for Drowning Pool. The singer showed up on stage with a half a gallon of whiskey, Jack Daniels, and it was messed up, man. They turned his mic off. He was so trash, he just sat there and finished the bottle. Then I ran into him in the bathroom, and he was so messed up. I said, nice show, being a f***ing dick to him. And he said, f*** you, buddy. It was a good show, you know, once Drowning Pool hit the stage, but City Sleeps, worst band I ever saw.
Yeah, thank you for the call there on the X voicemail line, 815-575-XVM1. That seems to be a theme, is that the band, or at least the singer, was really drunk. I don't know what it is about lead singers getting hammered, but ruining the show. The lead singer is probably the worst guy to get hammered, because he needs to, you know, lead the band up front. But I appreciate your call. Keep calling the X voicemail line, 815-575-XVM1. Bands, you saw that absolutely stunk it up live. It's 104.9 The Morning X.
104.9 The Morning X.
104.9 The Morning X, 717. It is Kev. Time to take a weekly look at the good news around the world. There's a lot of crappy news, a lot of negativity. I'd like to bring in something positive every week. Go through some stories here. A guy calling himself the COVID bandit, which sounds like a criminal, but he's actually a good guy, walks into a restaurant in Denver and leaves a $6,800 tip. Now, don't get excited. It was for all 34 employees. They each split $200. And then there was a guy in New York who left five $1,000 tips at five different Chinese restaurants. People spreading the good, sharing the wealth. I like that. Guy in the UK has been raising money for a mental health charity by running to local bars every day to see if they're open yet. Apparently, he takes pledges. He knows they're still on lockdown, but the point is to raise money to help a mental health charity. He's raised about $3,000 so far just doing that. Retired teacher in Italy passed away in December at 96. Now, I know this is supposed to be positive news, but it turns out she left over $30 million to two hospitals and some other charities. Nobody's sure how she got the money, because she is a teacher. Teachers aren't known for making a ton of money, but it is possible she inherited the money. But who cares? She left it to some hospitals. So good for her. And finally, some local good news. We're still going to be able to get our Girl Scout cookies in Northern Illinois. The Girl Scouts of Northern Illinois are going to be able to set up cookie booths on the corner of their own blocks or connect with customers using Grubhub. Girl Scouts staffing in-person cookie booths are going to abide by COVID health guidelines, wearing a mask and social distancing as appropriate. You can read more about that at rockrivercurrent.com. And that is your weekly dose of good news.
Five more minutes of this and I'm going to get mad.
104.9 The Morning X.
104.9 The Morning X. As Kev, Matt Hall is in the room, it's time to dump on celebrities with this week's Celebrity Dump. Since we last dumped, Lady Gaga's two French bulldogs were stolen.
I do know that.
And her dog walker was shot.
Which wasn't even the lead of the story when it first happened.
Hold on, we're getting there. The dogs, who I assume are named Ra-Ra and Ah-Ah, were returned to her safely. Police say French bulldog thefts are on the rise in Los Angeles, but they are pleased to see the number of pretentious dog walkers going down.
you know... I still say, like, when it first happened, it's like the headline was Lady Gaga's dogs kidnapped.
And by the way,
side note in little small print, dog walker shot in critical condition. Like, they don't even care.
I still don't even know the guy's name.
No one cares. How'd you like to be that guy? It's like, what about me?
Right. He made some kind of public appearance, but nobody cares.
I'm the guy that got hurt here. The dogs are fine.
Yeah, the dog walker is fine.
He's making a recovery.
Unless that is his name, Dog Walker. Maybe he's got celebrity parents.
Now,
you know?
There's a good name. Hello, I'm Dog Walker. Texas Ranger.
Anyway, he's doing fine, but who knows? Maybe he's got a good poker face.
Dad jokes, dad jokes.
Is this what that was? Do? It was all what one dad joke set up. I knew it.
Dad jokes, dad jokes.
Lady Gaga did receive a copy of the police report, by the way. It turns out it was smudged, and she told him, can't read mine, can't read mine.
Dad jokes, dad jokes.
Boy, they just keep coming, don't they?
Yeah, it's funny, I don't even have kids, and I'm very good at coming up with dad jokes.
You are.
Once I become a dad, I'm going to be an expert. Seth Rogen is bringing his Canadian weed business to the U.S.
Hey, all right.
Houseplant is the name of the company, and they sell weed and everything you need to smoke it, including lighters, ashtrays, containers, and parents who don't love you. So, apparently.
Is that what it is? You know, Seth Rogen and a weed business, that just kind of goes together, you know? It just seems right.
James Corden is apparently down 16 pounds, which means I need to write a letter to the network saying that's not what I meant when I said I wanted to see less of him.
You're not the first person who has mentioned that. Enough, James Corden. Like, I think we've had our fill of James Corden.
Yeah, I mean, And it's funny because the only reason people crap on him is because he's positive.
I know. His one thing is he's happy all the time. Everyone's like, how dare you, sir? Enjoy life.
People hate positivity.
Especially now, anyway.
I know. It's like, come on. You know, if anything's happy or nice, it's like people crap all over
it. Like we're doing right now. They get suspicious. What are you so happy about, yeah, huh? Right. What are you smiling over there for, Mr. Corden?
We're all over here miserable, and you're like, yay! I'm British and happy!
Let's sing a song in my car. It's carpool karaoke.
Oh, God. I think that's what people don't like about him is the carpool karaoke.
I thought that was the thing that people really enjoyed.
I don't know. That's what I don't like about him. Yeah. It's like, okay, we get it. You can sing. None of these artists are going to invite you to be on their album, so stop trying.
He wishes.
Yeah. Finally, Justin Bieber is putting out a new album on March 19th called Justice. He said the goal with Justice is to provide comfort and songs that people can relate to, and to finally learn how to spell his first name.
Because Justin and is that a dad joke? Did we just do a dad joke there?
No, I thought that was pretty legit.
Oh, okay. I see.
Oh, you gave me the tag? Oh, no.
Yeah, that sounds to me like an unintentional dad joke right there.
God damn it.
What is his name, Justin or Justice?
I need to get back on stage and practice. That's your celebrity dump.
It's Kev.
Excellent.
On 104.9.
That's incredible.
The Morning X.
104.9 The Morning X. It's Kev. Chelsea's here. What's up, Chelsea?
Hey, what's going on?
You know, when Rockford makes the national news, usually it's like Fred Van Vliet.
Right.
Or like one of the Cheap Trick, one of the famous people from Rockford. But very rarely are true heroes making the national news from Rockford, and yeah. This happened yesterday. Rockford Fire Department had to rescue two guys who were ice fishing on on the Rock River yesterday. Hold on. There we go.
Yes.
Two guys ice fishing on the Rock River yesterday, and apparently a chunk of ice broke off, and they ended up floating down the river on this boat of ice. apparently they got off by jumping on a mattress. Like, I mean, how often does random furniture float down the Rock River for you to jump on?
Right. And that was my question. Did they bring that mattress with them, or was that mattress already floating down the Rock River?
I can't imagine that a mattress is part of the equipment you bring for ice fishing.
Well, hey, they wanted to be comfy.
Maybe, I mean, if they were going to sleep there overnight and camp while they did their fishing.
Yeah.
It's still a river. The water moves, people.
Like, oh my god!
And yesterday was what, 45 degrees, something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it was like, yeah, like 42 maybe.
Or maybe this was the day before yesterday. Either way, it was warm enough for that slab of ice to break off and these two guys start floating down the Rock River. I have heard about being up a creek, but it's not usually on a Sealy Posturepedic, you know. It's ridiculous. Luckily, the current was moving very slowly, said Rockford Fire District Chief Louis Duran. Yeah, because if those guys, imagine if it was like raging that day.
Right.
These guys are very lucky, actually, because I don't know if you know about water in the winter. It don't feel good. These guys would have been doing the involuntary polar plunge this year.
Literally looking like the Titanic.
Yes. Yes, that, yeah, exactly. One of them would be on the mattress. The other one would be hanging off the mattress with blue lips. And he's going, I'll never let you go, Jethro. I'll never let you go.
I'll always remember you.
I mean, it would be like the volleyball scene from Castaway, where it's floating away into the distance and he's, I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
I got to get these two guys on my show.
Yeah, how do we do that?
I don't know. Beavis and Butthead, call our show, please. Like, you know what? You can't fault them. They're trying to have a good time. They're trying to, you know, do their hobby. And right. Something bad happened. But guys, just wait. It's going to get nicer out real soon. You don't even have to ice fish anymore.
Just in like 20 days.
You will never get me onto a block of ice to go fishing.
No.
Ever. Yourself?
No, I will never do that.
Have you ever been ice fishing?
I have never been fishing.
At all.
I don't fish.
Yes. Yes. A, it's boring as hell.
Yes.
It's just waiting. That's all it is.
Literally. And I'm so impatient as it is, so there's no way.
If I wanted to wait forever for something to bite, I would apply for jobs.
Ba-dum-boom. Shh.
Oh, man. I just keep getting called out on my bad jokes today, on my dad jokes. It just keeps happening.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when I tell it to you?
Dad jokes, dad jokes.
Yes. Well, congratulations for these two Jamokes for making the national news and bringing Rockford into the national spotlight.
Yeah. Again.
We are proud.
One oh, finish him.
Nine. The Morning X wins.
104.9 The Morning X, it is Kev. And you ever wonder, like back in the old days, you ever listen to like old movies or old radio and the guy sounds like, today, President Eisenhower. You know, like those that weird 1940s news accent. Well, apparently there's a reason behind it. There's a lady who explains why here.
Has anybody ever noticed that in motion pictures from the 40s, 50s, and 60s, actors and actresses sounded very different to how they sound today?
This accent is actually referred to as the transatlantic accent and was actually taught in many Hollywood motion picture studios. You see, back when radio was first introduced to the world, the microphones sounded tinnier and had a very different frequency to the microphones of today. This prompted speakers to enunciate clearly by adopting an accent with both American and British traits. So a sentence would have been, she decided to purchase a bottle of wine at the picture theater.
I just can't imagine what radio would be like if everybody still talked like that. And coming up this hour on The Morning X, we'll have Talk Dirty to Me from Poison, and we'll hear from Volbeat, seal the deal. We'll also hear nerd news headlines and another look at what it is. Could you imagine trying to introduce like a Pantera song in that voice? From the Great Southern Trendkill, it's Pantera. Anyway, it's 104.9 The Morning X.
It's The Morning X this week, powered by Expert Electronics.
104.9 The Morning X. It is Kev, and it is time once again for Rockford Misconnections. And the wrong place, of course, to look for love is Craigslist. That's why Matt Hall is here, because I'm trying to teach him that.
Or is it the right place? Is it the only place?
Every week we dive into the Rockford area Craigslist under Misconnections to find out who is trying to rekindle something they once fired up. The theme today seems to be romance in the workplace.
Which can be frowned upon, or it can be a wonderful thing.
It could be not recommended, which... I think it's not recommended, romance in the workplace.
Here, I don't think it's recommended.
No. Yeah. We had a two-minute meeting about it.
We sure did.
Yes. this one, these are real posts in the Rockford Misconnection section that you can see right now if you look it up. Former Applebee's waiter.
I already like it.
Looking for the former male Applebee's waiter that I talked to a few years ago. We were going to meet up, but never could. I believe you are still in food service, just not at Applebee's. If you were interested, hit me up.
That's nice. It's not gross.
Sounds like this guy wants to show you his stale bread roll.
Does Applebee's, is that the one with the awesome blossom? No, that's not right.
No, I don't think so. I think that's Chili's.
So I was going to say, he wants to show you.
He's got an irresistible bowl of loving for you. That's what he's got.
Well, that one sounds good. Maybe they can meet up at an Applebee's. That's a great meeting spot.
They could. That would be super romantic. IHOP cutie.
Oh.
Came in for breakfast and you waited on me. I complimented your hair and you told me it was relatively recent for you. Want to chat? What was our initial conversation about? First, right off the bat, I'm going to say it was probably about what the specials were or whether he wanted coffee or water.
We talked and you mentioned that there was a pancake and sausage special going on that I should try the new French toast.
And I took that as an innuendo.
And I thought to myself,
French tickling.
She's into me. That's what I thought. The way she's reading off the menu.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. When you go to a restaurant,
yep.
Your waitress, I promise, doesn't want to hook up with you.
Most of the time, never. Almost all the time.
Yeah, there might be like a 1% margin where she might want to. And you probably got to be pretty good looking.
You have to be, yeah, you got to be pretty smooth, I guess.
I've worked in restaurants and all I would hear, girls would come back into the kitchen and be like, oh, the guy is hitting on me again.
To be fair, guys hit on every woman that walks by ever. Like, it's hard for us not to hit on women.
But hit on sounds
Yeah, it is kind of creepy. Like it's
smarmy.
It's a D-bag move to hit on your waitress when you go out to eat.
Hit on? I mean, it's okay to flirt, you know, but like hit on sounds so like gross.
Because guys, when a woman smiles at us, we don't know how to take that. Oh, she's into me. She looked at me.
Right. There is.
That's not it, though.
There is some primal instinct there, but what is not primal about us is our ability to think and function.
That's true.
So we should say, oh, she smiled at us. Maybe that's just, she's just being nice.
It's her job.
We should be able to flip that switch, but we can't sometimes.
Did you see the way she asked what I wanted to drink? She's into me.
And finally, real estate agent Rockford. They did include the real estate company, but I will leave that out.
Oh, really? That's bold.
Just for legal reasons.
Okay, yeah.
You were the real estate agent that showed me several properties over a few months' time about 2 years ago. Yeah, I'm sure 2 years later she's looking on Craigslist for you. Although I didn't buy any of them, you definitely liked the way I showed my appreciation during the showings. I'm back in the area again and would love to tour some more homes with you. I was like, this guy wants to test the durability of the staircase.
He sure does. Are these walls made of wood?
Can the countertops withstand someone being bent over them? That's what I want to know. From his connections.
We interrupt this program to increase dramatic tension.
104.9.
Say it! Say it!
The Morning X.
104.9 The Morning X. It's Kev, and on the phone right now, it is D. D is the pastor and executive director for Rock House Kids, and it's really a shame that we were not able to do the .1K last year because, while it is kind of silly and tongue-in-cheek reason to kind of party on St. Patrick's Day, it's for a great cause, and that is Rock House Kids. So, first of all, good morning, D.
Good morning.
Yeah, thank you for jumping on with us. Now, I guess for our listeners who may not know, who haven't been here in the past for the .1K, what is Rock House Kids all about?
Okay, Rock House Kids is an inner city ministry where we work with first graders all the way through 12th graders. We're open 5 till 8 o'clock Monday through Thursday. And, well, actually, it's only till Wednesday right now because COVID kind of dropped some of our volunteers. But Mondays and Wednesdays, we have first and sixth graders. And Tuesdays, we have our teens, which is 7th through 12th. And we open up the doors at 5. The kids come in. They hang out. They have a safe place to come. And then we make sure their bellies are full. So 5:45 each night, they get a hot meal. And then they get some large group activity. And then they have times where they are in classrooms with their mentors.
Yeah,
and then 8 o'clock, we're done.
That's great. You know, inner city kids really need a safe place after school sometimes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So has it been hard for these kids to adjust to pandemic life that you've noticed?
It was very difficult. We did have to close down for about 6 weeks. And I think that was about the hardest time that we've had here. We went out to the kids that we knew so we can still provide food for them. Because we also do their daily needs, such as hygiene products and socks and underwear. So we wanted to make sure that just because we were shut down, their needs were still being taken care of.
And yeah, it's just really good work that you're doing over there, really important work. And we're on with Dee from Rock House Kids. Dee, the last time we were there, which was sadly now 2 years ago since we weren't able to do the .1K last year, were you you were doing a little bit of remodeling back then. So what's new in the building?
Well, during COVID, what else should we do but remodel our kitchen?
Why not? So, right.
So we were blessed with finances that we were able to redo our kitchen. So now we're all up to code. And now we are starting our expansion campaign. We have the whole building to us now. And there's a section that there's going to be a multi-purpose room. There's going to be 4 more classrooms with a library and a gaming area and a computer lab. So we need to have more space so that we can get these kids off the street and give them some activities that they want to come to.
Yeah, and not only activities, but a sort of a learning resource center.
Absolutely. Our computer lab is open for them to do schoolwork. We have kids come in here and search for jobs. We have speakers coming in as well to come alongside our kids, to, especially our teens, to show them different ways to look for jobs and how to fill out an application, what a resume is. So we are a multi-surface activity center.
That's excellent. Now, I know you were saying that you're limited to how many volunteers you can have, but if somebody wanted to help, what could they do otherwise?
We have what's called behind the scenes. So if you wanted to come in and help fill up food bags that we hand out to the kids each night, or another thing is we have a monthly drive, which you can see at rockhousekids.org, and that helps make sure that our kids have the food that we can send home with them, or the underwear and socks and, you know, the different items that we have. Like right now we're working on candy because every kid needs some candy at Easter time.
Oh, so of course.
We're working on that, and we need fruit cups for their bags, as well as fruit snacks and granola bars. And also, we reward good behavior. So they love McDonald's. So $5 gift cards as a reward for the kids goes a long way.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. And, yeah, who doesn't love McDonald's?
I mean, that's right.
You know, as you get older, you shouldn't eat that stuff. But, hey, while you're a kid, why not, right?
That's right. They run it off anyway.
Well, and of course, you know, at rockhousekids.org, you can see information about all the ways you can help out and donate as well. But you can also help out by buying your ticket for the third annual Anderson Toyota St. Patrick's Day .1K, which will go to help out over at Rock House Kids. D, we love what you guys do over there. We're very happy to be helping again this year any way that we can.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it more than you know.
And thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
104.9 The Morning X.
104.9 The Morning X. Kev, Matt Hall's in the room. Let's look at coronavirus insanity. Crazy coronavirus stories from around the world. And no different this week. It's week, what, 455 of the pandemic?
I think it's been like 25 years since it started.
Oh, so people are seeing a light at the end of the tunnel. According to a new survey, 52% of Americans say they are not afraid of dying from COVID.
Oh, they're not afraid now?
Yeah. That's the highest number since July. 66% say they approve of how the vaccine rollout is going.
It's going.
It's funny because 66% of people, that many people haven't even gotten the vaccine yet.
That's true. They like it. They just haven't got it yet.
Have you gotten it yet?
No.
I think I might be eligible now.
Really?
Because I believe type 2 diabetics are eligible.
You are, yeah.
And former smokers.
Well, that's you right there.
I am both of those things. I don't know how I can prove those things because I haven't gotten like a confirmed diabetic diagnosis in like 4 years.
Well, just go there and then watch me smoke this pack of cigarettes and then just put it down.
Like, now I'm a former smoker.
Yeah.
Give me the shot.
Yeah. You don't believe me that I used to smoke cigarettes? Check this out. Two at a time.
I smoked one 5 seconds ago, so hand it over.
Watch these smoke rings. Look how badass I am.
Sex workers in the Netherlands say they should be allowed to get their jobs back.
They should.
Even with government regulations that require 5 feet of distance.
How can you be a sex worker but also stay 5 feet away?
Well, if you're having sex with me.
You want to stay 5 feet away at all times?
Oh,
is what you're
feet.
Saying.
I thought you said inches.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I think you're on the metric system over there, though.
One of the ladies, named Princess Patricia, said,
I like
quote,
her.
I am an S&M mistress. It's no problem. I can lock them up in a cage. We can play doctor. I can put them on a dog leash. Everything is possible. I have a very long whip, so no risk at all. That's the point I was trying to make. I have a very long whip as well.
See? She's thinking outside the box or outside the cage, I guess.
Yeah. Speaking of genitalia, there was a graph showing the effectiveness of the COVID Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Oh, I already see where this is going.
And it was in the shape of male genitalia.
For Johnson & Johnson?
Yes.
Only appropriate.
I mean, yeah, right, because not only do they say Johnson once, but they say it twice in their name.
Yeah, they do. So,
here, if you want to see the picture of the graph right there.
Is that for real? That can't be for real.
It's real, but also, I mean, it's almost shaped like, if your genitalia is shaped this way, go to the doctor. Something's wrong.
There's a little something wrong hanging off at the end there.
Part of it comes to a point.
It does, yeah. It doesn't look normal.
Maybe if you're like Beldar Conehead.
Ah! That is a reference that I'm not sure, like one in like 50 people will get out there.
I think we have a 25 to 54 demographic. They got to know who the Coneheads are.
I think so. You're referencing the locker room scene, right? At the golf club.
Any scene. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
China has now made, if you want to come from a foreign country into China, you now have to get a rectal COVID swab.
Nuh-uh.
Mandatory rectal COVID swabs in China.
It's immediately. They're just going rectal right out the gates. Huh.
You have to. It's not even like, can I do it another way? They're making it. They are making it mandatory.
China. 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 China.
How would you like to be the person that has to administer that test?
To probably millions of travelers.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Bend over. You're good. Bend over. You're good.
Next.
Bend over. You're good.
I hope they change the gloves or wash their hands.
I would hope so.
You know?
I would hope so. And hopefully you don't feel two hands on your shoulders when the test is coming in.
They whisper in your ear. Yeah. That'd be nice.
North Carolina's next wave of eligible people for the COVID vaccine includes anyone who smoked at least 100 cigarettes.
That's you.
Back to that. Yeah. So just so you know, some non-smoker is going to quickly knock out 100 heaters just to make the cut.
I could do that. I mean, I probably smoked, I don't think I've smoked a whole pack in my life before, so.
Well, good for you, because it's not good. I smoked a pack and a half for many, many years. Pack and a half a day.
Really?
And by the end of it, I felt really unhealthy. It's just gross.
Well, yeah, it says on the pack, it says on cigarettes.
It does?
Not good for you.
What?
I know, right? Shocking.
You're lying, Matt Hall.
No.
Get the F out of here.
It's true.
It's Kev.
So what do you think of a character like that?
On 104.9.
Well, I think you're wise to keep him locked up, Doctor.
The Morning X.
104.9, The Morning X. It is Kev, and it is Thursday, which means we are creeping up on the weekend here slowly but surely on the phone. Andrea from the Rockford Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Welcome back.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, you know, just stressing out, having a meltdown over trying to buy a house. So it's one of those.
It's hard.
It is. Yes, the five stages of grief are the same as the five stages of buying your first house. I figured that out.
Then once you buy the house, there's a whole other set of things you have to worry about. So
right.
Just be prepared.
If you think about it, you've got denial. I'm not buying a house. It's not really happening. Then you have anger. How come I can't find a house? How come every house is taken by the time I call my realtor? Then there's bargaining. The bargaining part. Well, if I give up the two-car garage,
right,
I'll accept a bad kitchen too, you know? Or I'll accept a kitchen that has like two sinks. You know what I mean? Like, it's bargaining. Then you get into depression, which everybody knows what that means. And then finally, yes, you sign those papers. That's acceptance. So
there you go.
The five stages are the same.
They really, really are. But you know what? You're going to find that house. And when you do, you're just going to be like, this is it. This is why we had to wait. It's going to be perfect.
Yes. And we will be in bliss. Marital bliss.
There you go.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I do feel for you. When we were buying our house, the market was a lot different. You know, things are hot right now.
It's
so hopefully
volatile. Volatile. Yes. It's very discouraging.
Yeah. Well, it'll happen for you.
Yeah.
In the meantime,
what can I do this weekend besides house hunting? Because I'm tired of it.
We want to get you away from that right now. At least a little breather anyways. And go out and enjoy and get some fresh air, because I don't know if you've noticed, but it is pretty beautiful outside, considering the time of year, right?
Yeah, I'll take it. Whatever it is I'll take it.
I know. We've already taken a few walks this week, so we're in good shape. But
I'll say a lot of melt-off right now, though. A lot of flooded basements, probably.
Oh, well, hang in there if that's the case. But we're certainly getting rid of our snow, and we're looking towards spring, which is just what, like a couple more weeks?
Yep, three.
Like
about
that.
3 weeks away, something like that.
All right. So there we go. So Volcano Falls is officially opening this weekend, which I think is fantastic.
Sweet.
And kind of one of those things where locally that marks that this new season is approaching is when certain things pop up, like Volcano Falls and Anderson Japanese Gardens and things like that.
For us growing up, it was a store called Dairyville, a little ice cream shop. Back in the South Chicago suburbs. I'm sure there's an ice cream store around here somewhere where it's like, oh, they're open. Summer's
here. Oh, definitely. Yes, exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about. So this puts me in a great mood. So Volcano Falls is opening. It's March 5th, so this Friday, so 3 to 8, if you can go and check it out. Now, they are going to have their outside still closed up, obviously, due to weather, but the indoor will be open. They've got a great arcade. It's so much fun for the family. And then Saturday and Sunday, you can hang out there from 12 to 8. So if you're looking for something fun to do with the family, practice safe social distancing, call in advance to see what their plans are for that, and then enjoy another attraction in the Rockford region.
There you go. I like that.
Yeah, I do too. That's fun. So now this is something more learning and educational. Of course, we have some great preserve parks, paths out in our region. We've talked a lot about, especially this winter, Siever Schindel's Nature Center, getting outdoors. They do a great job of activating their outdoor facility, their indoor facility, as well with activities and workshops. But they're also offering some Zoom opportunities where if you want to learn a little bit from the comfort of your own home, you can do that. So this week, tomorrow at 7 p.m., if you're around and you want to hang out at home and turn on your Zoom, you can listen to Carol Freeman. She's going to be featuring images of endangered species showcasing the diversity and richness of the wildlife here in Illinois. It's called Endangered Beauty.
I didn't realize we had any endangered species out here.
Well, that's why you need to tune into something like this so that you can learn a little bit more, because it's something that's very educational, but also something fun for the family to do when you're sitting around at home saying, what can we do? Pop this on. Maybe grab some carry out from a local restaurant and make it a fun little local night at home.
There you go. I like that too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fun. Now, the next event, pretty big in the community. It's very big each year. It's Paleo Fest here at Burpee Museum of Natural History.
I assume this has nothing to do with the trendy diet, the paleo diet, right?
No, it doesn't actually. But
oh, good.
You wanted to, you know, order paleo or make paleo at home while watching it. Something new this year they're doing is they're taking this virtual. So they're also going to be having a Zoom of this event. Normally it's obviously on site, but right now they're going to do it from the comfort of your home. So Friday through Sunday, check it out. I'm encouraging folks too, if you have little ones that love dinosaurs or maybe they're rock collectors, so they are into fossils and digging and things like that, you might want to set up a little activity area, get your screen out, get the Zoom uploaded. Maybe you have a T-Rex costume you could bring out, things like that. Just make it a fun little immersive experience for the little ones. And then all weekend long, they're going to invite paleontologists and scientists from around the entire world. And they're going to be giving us workshops, activities, and lectures throughout the weekend. So it's going to be a really fun time.
It sounds like it. I like dinosaurs. I was very fascinated with dinosaurs growing up. So this, for me as a kid, this would have been awesome.
Oh, yeah, this is fantastic. It's something that you don't get to see just anywhere. They're going to give you all the, like, insider scoop, too, especially when it comes to fossils. I'm fascinated by digging and all of that. So they're going to give you the firsthand look at a lot of stuff like that. So, and maybe encourage you to get out in your backyard once, you know, the ground's a little more dry and you can kind of dig up some fun things in your backyard.
You know, yeah, but I'm kind of bummed out as far as science goes in dinosaurs, because it turns out that most dinosaurs had feathers, according to science, like feathers.
Really?
Yeah, when you think, it kind of ruins things a little bit for me.
Does it?
Because, well, I mean, when you think about it, I'm growing up, I'm picturing dinosaurs as like these big leathery monsters. Mm. And it turns out they were more like Big Bird, you know? or they were having a burlesque show, which is just, it's different. It's different from fighting. You know, that's all. I'm not saying it's bad, because I'll go to a burlesque show, fine. But it's not what I pictured T-Rex doing. That's all.
Well, I got to say, if you're going to compare anything to Big Bird, that's a great comparison. Gotta love Big Bird. So
Big Bird's too nice. Big Bird's too nice to be a dinosaur.
Oh, okay. I see. Big Bird's up my alley. So there you go. So that is what's going on this weekend. Of course, those are the main events that we feature in the Go Guide. I want to mention, too, though, that we have GoRockford.com. Of course, you can go. We've got the calendar of events. What I love about it right now is that calendar is getting filled up with some great activities. We've got a number of things to do outdoors. There's indoors activities. And then, of course, you're going to be able to find some Zoom opportunities if you just want to stay home. So lots to do, a lot of local shops and eateries to enjoy, too. So check it out.
Excellent. Andrea from the Rockford Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. You heard the lady. GoRockford.com for everything we just talked about. Thank you very much, Andrea.
Thank you.
It's Kev.
Love that guy.
On 104.9.
Lock in.
The Morning X.
It's 104.9. The Morning X, powered by Expert Electronics, your car, audio, and tint headquarters. 815-874-2104 is the studio line here. You can also text the show, text Kev, and whatever you want to say to 59457. Keep up on our social media pages. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at The X Rockford. You can also call the X voicemail line, 815-575-XVM1. We were talking yesterday about the transatlantic accent. You know, like in the 40s on TV and radio and movies, everybody talked like this. You might say that you can go to thexrockford.com and see what's going on our website. Everybody kind of talked like that back in the 40s in movies and TV. And we got a message from Zach about that on the X voicemail line at 815-575-XVM1.
I was calling in regards to the comment about the transatlantic accent thing. It's kind of funny. I'm a voice actor. In fact, I've done some like commercial work that's been on your station, WXRX. And it's interesting. It's not just Hollywood studios and TV radio stuff that accent was taught. It was taught in schools, too, mostly in
you know, the West Coast Hollywood area. But yeah, just actual schools, mostly affluent schools and everything. And I actually know people today that even live in this area that are in their 80s and stuff that still talk like that. It's pretty crazy. But just thought I'd share. All right, thanks. Bye.
Thank you very much. Yeah, so they weren't just teaching it in Hollywood studios for actors to talk that way. They were teaching it in schools, too. They were telling their kids, make sure you talk like this today. And you know what disappointed me a little bit about that voice message is that he said he was a voice actor and he didn't do the accent. That's what I wanted to hear. I was excited. I thought he was going to give me a good example of what he would say. I don't know. Like, and you know, when you're doing that accent, the best thing to do also is to include an insult, because back then the insults were creative, we'll say. Nowadays we just say F you, give you the middle finger and walk out. But back in the day they had like phrases. They had figurative speech. They're like, what are you looking at, you overgrown stack of papers? You know, accountant income poop? So you should have done that. Call me back on the X voicemail line, Zach. 815-575-XVM1. I want to hear you do the accent and throw in some clever 1940s insults as well.
It's the Morning X this week, powered by Expert Electronics.
If you want to call the X voicemail line, it is 815-575-XVM1. That's 815-575-XVM1, like X voicemail 1. Leave a message about literally anything. Maybe you caught up on the Morning X this week podcast and you want to comment on something we were talking about in the past. You can always do that. Or if you want to do an impression or a voice or tell a joke or just say how your day's going. I don't care. There's literally no rules on what you can talk about in the X voicemail line, 815-575-XVM1. Now, a voice actor called me yesterday talking about the transatlantic accent. A guy named Zach. You know, the old 40s, 1940s accent, and he claimed to be a voice actor, but he did not attempt to do the accent in his voicemail. I don't know if you recall that yesterday, but I got another voicemail from him because apparently he found out that I called him out.
Well, I'm to you. Zach Purcell here once again. It was brought to my attention yesterday by a text message from a friend that I did not use the transatlantic accent when calling about that subject yesterday, but I'd give it a try and correct that mistake. Of course, no expert at it whatsoever, just learned a little about it during voice acting classes years ago, and, well, I thought I'd give it a try. Probably butchering it just a little bit, but we'll see what happens. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You know what, I like the very end of that. Enjoy the rest of your day. Kind of reminds me of Fraser Crane. Like, I always wonder what the accent was that those guys were talking in on Fraser. I'm pretty sure it was the transatlantic accent, because I'm like, they're not British. But Zach, not bad, dude. Not bad. I appreciate you calling up and stepping up to the challenge and using the X voicemail line to do so. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Fraser Crane. Thanks for listening. It's not bad, dude. Thanks a lot, Zach. 815-575-XVM1, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to use the X voicemail line, 815-575-9861.
1049, The Morning X.
1049, The Morning X at 818. It's Kev. And back with us, as we do on Fridays, Mike Peck of the Rockford IceHogs organization. What's up, Mike?
Oh, you know what? I'm getting used to this Friday thing again. I like it.
Yeah, I like it too. It's a nice change from having nobody on the show to having you back every week. So it's nice. I mean,
can you believe it's almost been a year? Like, it's like a year Saturday. It was our last home game before this whole stupidness kind of took over. And so it's crazy how fast time has gone.
So that would have been a year since we had you live in studio last then.
Yeah, that's about right.
Out of control. Well, hopefully some things change and we can have you back in the room with us, because over the phone stinks. We've been over this. It sucks, but you know, it's what we got right now. And I'm sure you're shaking off a loss on Wednesday, right? Not a great game, we'll say.
Well, you know, there's two ways of looking at it. One, either our red zone defense was really good and we only allowed 3 field goals, or we were playing hockey, and anytime you allow 9 goals, I don't care what level you're talking about, it's not very good. So, you know, I'll take the former. Maybe our red zone defense is really good.
It's not football. I don't know how many times I have to tell you this, but the IceHogs are not a football team. But, you know, these things happen. Seasons like this happen, don't they?
Yeah, you know, there's always some clunkers as the season goes on. And, again, we've talked about this the last couple of weeks. this is a young team. This is just a different makeup, you know, compared to what normally we would have in Rockford. It was just one of those. I mean, even Wednesday, it was, you know, that was definitely a little tougher to swallow. But, you know, the guys practiced hard yesterday. You know, today, looking back on the ice, getting ready for a couple games this weekend. And, you know, the big thing is the improvement. Just want to see that improvement.
Right. And would you say the AHL is kind of like the equivalent of, say, like a teaching hospital? Right, like if you're a doctor, you go to a teaching hospital to really learn your craft, and then you go and you become the big time, right? So this is where you get to make those mistakes.
That's a good way of putting it, you know. And a lot of times, I know sometimes fans get frustrated because they see, you know, a player develop and they see him kind of take those lumps in their first year, maybe 2 years, and then that year three, it's like, oh, all right, this guy's really cranking, and then the Blackhawks call him up, and you know the comment is frequently, well, every time the guys get good, the Blackhawks call them up. It's like, well, yeah, it's kind of the bit, right?
That's how it works.
You come to Rockford, the minor leagues, and that's what we're here for. And yeah, we want to win hockey games, and developing players is obviously the top priority, and winning is probably, in my opinion, one of the best development tools. But at the end of the day, these guys dream of, you know, when you're a musician, you don't dream of playing the small, you know, small corner bar. You dream of playing the big arena.
Sure.
And it's the same thing when you're an athlete, right? You don't dream about playing in the American Hockey League. You dream about the National Hockey League. Yeah.
Mike, your analogy was much more exciting than mine. I went the surgeon route, and you go rock star lifestyle. I like yours better, actually.
Well, I kind of trying to fit the genre a little bit, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, because you play in the same building sometimes, right? Hockey, rock music, it's all connected. We have to talk about this, kind of the elephant in the room here. Chicago Blackhawks, first of all, I thought the Blackhawks already owned the Ice Hogs. And second of all, now they're talking about buying the Ice Hogs from the city. So what's going on with that?
You know, it's kind of funny you say that, because when we've had these discussions, that was one thing that popped up. It was like, well, I think a lot of people actually kind of believe the Blackhawks own the Ice Hogs currently. And the way that the team's ownership is set up right now, the team is technically owned by the building. So the BMO Harris Bank Center, the Metro Center, whatever you want to call it, is the entity that owns the hockey team. And right now the Rave Board, which is technically, if you want, I guess the owners of the team would be the representatives on the Rave Board. They're our representative owners.
And to clarify, the Rave stands for Rockford Area Venues and Entertainment.
Good job on that. You nailed it. I would have had to think about that for a quick second, but you nailed it.
You got to love the internet. It's right in front of my face. Love it.
Yeah. I'm really bad at the acronyms. Not good.
So, yeah, just to clarify, and you can continue. Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. So, they posted that the team is the team's assets are up for sale, and they'll be entertaining some bids. And that's pretty much all I can comment on. Obviously, the Blackhawks are an entity that is interested in buying the team, but I can tell you, it's very good for the long term viability of the Rockford Ice Hogs and for this venue in downtown Rockford. So, it really works both ways. It's exciting. I mean, it's going to be long and drawn out. This isn't going to be something that's going to be done next week. It's probably going to take a couple of months. But, it is exciting for the long term for the Rockford Ice Hogs and the city of Rockford.
So here's a question. Like the Blackhawks buying the Ice Hogs, they want to keep them in Rockford. Is it a danger if, say, another team bought the Ice Hogs that they would leave Rockford?
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, with the Blackhawks being the ownership group, They will, you know, if that happens, and that looks likely, they will have to sign a lease with the building here. And it'll be kind of like the old Ice Hogs before we joined the American Hockey League and before essentially the city of Rockford or the arena here bought the team. The team will be a tenant of the arena, which is the way to set up, like, I don't know, 90%, 95% of the situations around the indoor sporting athletic world.
Uh-huh.
So there's very few situations where the team owns the building or vice versa.
Okay. Well, I mean, that clarifies a few things. I mean, it makes me feel a little bit better knowing that the Blackhawks are interested as opposed to just some entity that'll steal them away from us, so to speak.
And to clarify one more thing, Kev, that not only are the Blackhawks interested, they're interested in keeping this team here long term. So I know there's a lot of people that I think initially like, oh, great, well, the Blackhawks buy the team. They're going to, you know, pick this thing up and move it. That's not the intent. So
right, they're not planning to bring a second AHL team to Chicago. It's not going to be the Chicago Wolves and the Chicago Ice Hogs. The Ice Hogs would remain the Rockford Ice Hogs under the Blackhawks ownership, which is a very good thing.
Yeah. So you know, again, I think just long term, it's very exciting.
Well, I appreciate you sharing as much as you're allowed to with me. That's good.
No, wait, I was supposed to say no comment, so can we go back? This is recorded, right?
Oh, yeah. It's pre-recorded and not live on the air at all. Yeah, we're not.
Good. Okay, good. Good.
We should have a clearer picture of what's going to happen in the specifics. There was a board meeting, I believe, a couple days ago. So we'll know more soon, and when we know more, we will report it accordingly and hopefully accurately. But in the meantime, you can keep up with the story at thexrockford.com. Mike Peck from the Rockford IceHogs, we appreciate it. You got a game tomorrow, Iowa Wild at the BMO.
It's going to be wild. Yep. Sorry. Corny pun. I had to say it.
Oh, Mike. Oh,
I know.
Mike,
I went all dad joke on it.
Then I got to give you the dad jokes theme song.
Dad jokes, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when I tell it to you? Dad jokes.
You know what? I was the only one getting tagged with that theme song this week, so I'm glad someone else is on board doing the dad jokes. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I had to steal the limelight for a second there, so you can have it back.
You have an excuse. You actually are a dad. I have no kids, so I have no excuse.
And my kids don't even think my jokes are any good, so...
All right, icehogs.com for all your Ice Hogs stuff. Also, you can hear the game tomorrow on Sports Fan Radio 1330, their website, sportsfanrockford.com. Mike Peck from the Rockford Ice Hogs, thank you very much, sir.
Have a great weekend.
All right, talk to you next week.
It's Kev.
No moral sense.
On 104.9.
Oh, God, here we go again. Dork alert.
The Morning X.
That guy's a tool.
You're a tool.
Tool of the day.
Powered by Retool of Rockford, they buy, sell, and trade tools on East State Street next to Chuck E. Cheese. They allow us to make fun of tools, and for that, we thank them. We are going to go through the candidates for Tool of the Week, but first we've got to hear today's tool. So, who is it? Carson City, Nevada, for this one. Cops found a guy doing 100 miles per hour on the highway, which already pretty stupid thing to do, but can it get stupider? Yes, it can. Not only was he doing 100 miles per hour on the highway, but he was doing it while his airbags were deployed. Cops tried to pull him over, but he wouldn't stop. And the chase didn't end until he pulled into a fast food joint and crashed into a cement wall. And can the story get dumber? Of course it can. The guy had a 0.404 blood alcohol level, which is 5 times the legal limit and also getting up toward the possibly fatal range. So he was arrested on a butt ton of charges and taken off to Tool Jail. Now, if you want that guy to be the Tool of the Week, text Kev and the number 1 to 59457. That's Kev and the number 1 to 59457. If you don't want to vote for him, if you want to vote for the burglar who left behind his wallet at the scene of a crime because he was online shopping for parts for a new computer he just stole, text Kev and the number 2 to 59457. How about the guy who set his own car on fire and tried to claim that it was somebody else, but the cops found how to set your car on fire and get away with it in his search history? You want to vote for him, text Kev and the number 3 to 59457. How about the guy who called the cops to report a burglar in his house, but forgot to put his massive drug stash away before they got there? Want to vote for him, text Kev and the number 4 to 59457. And finally, if you think the Tool of the Week was the woman who robbed a house while eating a bag of Cheetos, left the bag of Cheetos behind, and then tried to deny that it was her with a mouth covered in Cheeto dust, if you think she should be the Tool of the Week, text Kev and the number 5 to 59457. If you missed any of that, you can vote at thexrockford.com for this week's Tool of the Week. Powered by Retool of Rockford, they buy, sell, and trade tools on East State Street next to Chuck E. Cheese. Go in, see Dave, or visit rockfordretool.com.
5 more minutes of this and I'm going to get mad.
104.9 The Morning X.
104.9 The Morning X. Kev here, time for Fake News Friday.
You are fake news.
Fake news. Fake news.
Fake news.
It's fake. Phony. Fake.
Disgraceful.
Fake.
Disgraceful.
False and fake.
False and fake.
False and fake.
That was false and fake.
Pile of garbage.
Pile of fake.
China.
False and fake.
All right, every Friday, at least we try to do it every Friday, Matt Hall comes in here, who does our news on Monday mornings. Hi, Matt.
Hey, good morning.
And he comes in here and dicks around with me once in a while.
Dicking around at work.
Yes.
You got
it. And here we try to tell the difference between real and fake news headlines. Can Matt Hall do it?
You know, at this point, the way the world is turning and going, I can't anymore.
It's hard to tell.
It's hard to tell.
Sometimes the news sounds like The Onion. You know what I mean?
Like it's really does. You're like, is that a real headline? Is that a fake headline?
How about this one, Matt? Real or fake? Marine biologists in New Zealand discover glow-in-the-dark sharks.
You know what? I watch Shark Week, and if there's one thing I've learned about the ocean, you never know what's down there. I'm going with real.
Yes, sir. Real headline. They found three species that can do it, and they're not small. One of them grow around 6 feet. Imagine a 6-foot glow-in-the-dark shark under the water while you're on a floaty raft.
At least you can see him coming. That's the thing about sharks. You can't see him, but if he's glowing in the dark, he's a bad predator. He's giving himself away.
Right. Not very stealth.
Everything I know about sharks is from Shark Week. Live every day like it's Shark Week is what I say.
How about this one, Matt? Headline number two, real or fake? Florida woman picks up female prostitute who turns out to be her daughter, pays for services anyway.
Well, it's Florida, so you know it, baby. Oh, no?
No, made that up. I am pretty good at making up believable Florida headlines.
With Florida, you can't ever really tell.
Can you imagine that? Picking up a prostitute, you find out it's your relative?
That would be... I don't want to go through that again.
Wait a minute.
Tell you that much, right?
Wait a minute. Cousin Missy? Is that you? Oh, well. Might as well finish up anyway.
Well, we're here, I guess, you know.
Real or fake news headline, Matt. Doctor logs into Zoom court case while performing surgery.
You know what? The way people are obsessed with social media these days, that one's true.
That doesn't have anything to do with social media.
Well, the way people are TikToking and Zooming and dancing and things, people can't get off their phones and no one can like do one thing at a time.
But this is a court case, though.
Yeah, true. I'm saying true.
I mean, it is true. Yeah.
This isn't
just a doctor on social media live streaming himself. He had a court case, didn't want to miss his court case, but he's in surgery. He's doing surgery, Matt.
That's not cool.
Performing it. Like, how would you like to be on the table and your doctor's like, all right, just so you know, while I'm taking out your appendix, I have to go to traffic court.
Pay attention to what you're doing. Is it that hard to pay attention to the one thing that you're doing?
Apparently it is. The doctor or the judge apparently was like, are you operating right now? And he's like, yeah, but I'm fine. Go ahead. The judge gave him a continuance on the case.
My biggest fear is that, you know, people making, you know, just doing videos and things like that, that eventually there'll be no more doctors left because people will be too busy making TikTok videos and things like that. That's my fear.
Matt, I told you he wasn't TikToking.
I know,
I know
what this was, but...
He just didn't want to miss his court case. It had nothing to do with attention.
It's how it starts. I don't care. It's how it starts.
Real or fake news headline. Nickelodeon announces new adult humor versions of their classic cartoons.
I wish, but no.
Including SpongeBob SquirtPants.
No.
And Rugrats.
That would be neat. That would be interesting. But no.
You're correct. It was a false headline. And finally, student in Maryland with a 0.13 GPA still in the top half of his class.
True?
Yeah, that's true.
Boy.
As a kid in Maryland, apparently he passed only 3 classes in 4 years. Now has to start high school all over again. And somehow still in the top 40% of his class. He's number 62 out of 104.
Wow. How is that possible?
I don't know, Matt.
Lower in the bar there.
I know.
Do you remember your class, Frank? Did you do class ranks?
I mean, we might have, but I never cared enough to know because I knew I wasn't anywhere near the top.
My problem was I went to a small school, and there was only like 70 people in the class, and you knew everybody. So I knew the people directly above me and below me. I'd be like, come on, Mike. Really? Mike's smarter than me? I guess.
Mike, the guy who picks his nose in chemistry class?
Yeah. It's you know, Derek and Mike and Steve. I know them all. It's not fair.
That is real or fake news.
Finish him. 9. The Morning X wins.